Welcome to the Living with Synergy podcast. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Colby Cullum. After every six episodes on the podcast, I do what I call a supplement. And last time we talked about fearing God. If we are going to approach the God of the universe, the posture, the attitude that we must have is that of reverence, awe, dread, and fear. You know, God seeks to be feared by his creation, and he can't escape it. His nature's too great. His being is too awesome. Even if God never said, hey, you need to worship me, well, the very essence of who he is demands it, demands that he be worshiped. Even if he never commanded, hey, you need to respect me, you need to fear me, well, the very essence of who he is demands such fear, because he's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-holy, almighty. His very essence automatically calls for fear. And if you'd rather use the word reverence or respect, well, then understand that it is a severe reverence. And we asked ourselves some questions last time we did this supplement, and that was this: how is my attitude toward God, my initial attitude toward the God of the universe? Do I truly fear him with a severe reverence? Do I talk to him with a severe respect? Do I acknowledge him with a severe respect? Do I worship him with fear? Or is it just a lovey-dovey, oh, how I love you type of worship? Is there fear in there? And when's the last time that I've actually bowed down or fallen on my face in such reverence and awe? These are very important questions, because fear is the initial posture of intimacy. And that's my goal, is to be intimate with God. And it may sound like it shouldn't be the initial posture, right? Fear and intimacy? Oh, absolutely. The most intimate marriages are not the ones that are filled with only love. They are the ones with the proper alignment of love and respect. True, real, living, breathing intimacy is conceived by fear and love. And love is given greater value and expression when fear and respect are established first. It's very important. See, God naturally and rightfully calls for fear, severe, dreadful respect, and he desires it from every single person. And the reason he desires fear is because he wants us to know him, and he wants us to know him intimately. To know him intimately then begins with the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 9 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Fear is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And I'm telling you, if you will humble yourself before the true and living God, and you fear him with a healthy regard, man, the Bible tells us there is tremendous blessing. I want you to notice all of these amazing blessings and promises from God's word. If you have the disposition of fear, like a healthy, severe fear and dread and reverence of God, listen to these. Psalm 27, verse 14. "The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant." Psalm 33:18 says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy." It says in Psalm 34:7-10, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Psalm 85 verse 9 says, surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Psalm 103 verse 11 to 17. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. Psalm 111, verse 5, he has given food to those who fear him, and he will ever be mindful of his covenant. Psalm 145, verse 19, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. Psalms 147, verse 11. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Proverbs 10, verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Proverbs 14, verse 26 and 27. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Proverbs 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 16, verse 6. In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. Proverbs 19, verse 23. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. Proverbs 22, verse 4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Amen. Amen. This is amazing. The Lord reveals his secrets to those who fear him. He watches over those who fear him. He keeps them safe and makes sure that they lack nothing. How great is his mercy toward those who fear him. He fulfills their desires, takes pleasure in them, and prolongs their days. This fear doesn't draw me away from God. It actually draws me toward him. It stirs a passion and excitement to know him more intimately. So you may believe that God already loves you, you know, but that love is so much more powerful and significant through the lens of fear. Realizing God's immense holiness and untouched beauty and unparalleled power and infinite wisdom escalates my fascination for his love and his mercy, because then that's when I know just how radically he condescended himself to even express his love to me by sending Jesus. It's absolutely amazing. So, fear him. It's the initial posture of intimacy with him, and it's the proper beginning to really know him.